They call it France-Afrique, France's historically close, critics argue suffocatingly close, relations with its former African colonies, and sometimes with African strongmen and undemocratic regimes. Few ties have been closer than those between France and Gabon, particularly under longtime Gabonese leader Omar Bongo. Mr. Bongo died in June, and last week, Gabonese authorities announced his son, former defense minister Ali Bongo, had won August presidential elections to succeed him. The announcement drew violent protests. Opposition supporters looted stores and clashed with security forces. They claimed the elections were riddled with fraud. But their ire was also directed at France for allegedly having supported the younger Bongo. Protesters set fire to the French consulate and attacked the compound of the French oil company Total. They were angry that France had done nothing to prevent Ali Bongo from allegedly using his influence and wealth to win the presidential vote.
La France appelle au calme, bien évidemment.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner condemned the violence and said the French government was ready to help French nationals, including repatriating them, if needed. Earlier this week, the French government announced President Nicolas Sarkozy had sent a letter of congratulations to Ali Bongo for his victory. But French authorities deny playing any role in the outcome. Analyst Alain Anty, head of the Africa program at the French Institute of International Affairs in Paris, agrees France played no part in the vote. But Anty says that doesn't mean that France has played a neutral role when it comes to Gabon, or that its historically close ties with the older Bongo won't continue under his son. President Sarkozy came to power in 2007, vowing a rupture in traditional French-African ties. He said France would support democratically elected governments. But Anty says Gabon raises questions on whether the old France-Afrique has vanished forever. Earlier this week, a close confidant of Mr. Sarkozy, Robert Bourgie, told French radio that the elder Bongo and other African leaders pressured the president to remove a top French official that they disliked from his role in dealing with developing nations. Bourgie told French radio that Mr. Sarkozy had responded by saying the official in question would be leaving his post shortly. It's unclear whether Bourgie's description of the events are true, but the official did leave his post. Relations between Gabon and France may be strained by another matter, an ongoing corruption investigation targeting three African leaders, including former President Bongo. Following Mr. Bongo's death, the plaintiffs in the case, including corruption watchdog Transparency International, said they would pursue the case against Mr. Bongo's relatives. Meanwhile, analyst Anty says that ties between France and other parts of Francophone Africa are changing. Anty says that when it comes to Benin, Mali, Madagascar, and Ivory Coast, ties have developed in a healthier way. But problems remain, he says, and France's relations with Gabon are among them. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.